quite a challenge you guys have this week, especially with Mike Wallace and his speed, but really with a couple other kind of up-and-coming receivers.
Yeah, I think you said it best. Not just one guy. Their whole receiving core is tough, and it's a challenge. And then with Roethlisberger, his ability to throw the ball deep, and really he doesn't really out-throw any of those guys. And as fast as they are, that's kind of tough. So we're really going to have our hands full on Sunday.
Is Wallace the fastest receiver that you've seen so far?
He's probably the fastest. I mean, I know there's a couple guys in this league. It'd be interesting to see him line up and race, but when you watch on film, he's definitely probably the fastest guy.
How important is the communication to make sure that he doesn't get behind all of you guys?
It's very key. Communication is key each weekend. Usually teams have a guy that can take off the top of the defense. But with him, he's a special kind of guy that can, he flies. So we have to definitely talk and always have somebody back there to stand on top of him.
Is part of his improvement the fact that he's no longer just a guy that goes straight up the field? He can do other things now, run better routes?
Definitely. And I think everybody in the league is taking notice of that. He's running better routes. He's running more routes. And I think they're using him in different places, which makes him even tougher to cover.
Do they do things with him to set up the deep route over the course of the game? Whether it's running a variation of routes or giving you different looks?
I mean, at times. But with him, sometimes they just say, line up and use your speed and just go. So it's difficult. You have to be ready and study and just be on top of it.
It seems like he's really aware when the safety or somebody is off balance or has their feet a little flat. I mean, do you have to make sure that your technique is above average going against a guy like that?
Yeah, I mean, you got to be ready. You got to. I think the biggest thing is understand his ability and understand how he differs from different receivers. How fast he can really get vertical, how fast he can close your cushion. So all those different things factor in.
How much more difficult is it for you guys if Roethlisberger either gets out of the pocket and gives them more time to get open?
At times, I think it's hard to say he's not going to make one of those. That's why he's a great player. So at times he's going to make those plays where he escapes. And we just got to do our job. Like I always say, it works hand-in-hand. If we could just cover those guys for a little bit and give our guys up front a chance to get after them and get after Ben, that'll give us an opportunity to make plays.
Did you guys feel good?
He had three touchdown passes, I think, the first four games, Roethlisberger. And then ever since he started getting banged up, I think he's had like nine in the last three games. It surprised you that he's played better, with a few injuries and some adversity against him?
I mean, if you look at his history, I don't think so. He's always playing with some kind of injury or just going through something. He's a tough competitor, so I'm not really surprised by that at all.
Did you guys feel good about having improved defensive effort the last couple of games, and is there a way to carry that through the bye week, keep that momentum going from the previous few games?
Just practicing hard this week. Those past weeks are over, and it was good. We did well, but I think the key is just practicing, going out each day this week, and kind of making sure we go into this game prepared.
What'd you do in the bye week? Anything special or just kind of chill out?
Yeah, just relax, probably like everybody else.